Yesterday, the Northern Territory Minister for Territory Families announced the introduction of a new domestic violence court to combat the alarming rate of alcohol-fueled violence in Alice Springs communities. The announcement comes in the wake of Coroner Greg Kavanagh's inquest into two deaths of Alice Springs women at the hands of their partners, where he described domestic violence as a contagion. Y reporter Sharon Haritos spoke to Russell Goldflam, president of the Criminal Lawyers Association of the Northern Territory, who explained how the court system currently works.
Central Australia has some of the highest rates of domestic violence in the world. In the past 3 years alone, there have been over 75,000 reports of domestic violence, and over 80% of these have been in the Indigenous community. Russell Goldflam, president of the Criminal Lawyers Association of the Northern Territory, says that the trial domestic violence courts proposed for Alice Springs are a necessary response to these alarming statistics.
Domestic violence cases in the Northern Territory don't have a special court to deal with them, but at a particular time of the week, applications made to the court for domestic violence orders are all heard one after another in a list. And of course, there are a lot of criminal cases which involve allegations of domestic violence, and sometimes after people are found guilty of an assault against a partner or a family member, a domestic violence order might be made against that person as well. But it's not, there's no special court for it, and as a result, the response of the justice system in the Northern Territory to domestic violence is to some extent patchy and incoherent.
The time taken for matters to progress through the current court system has had life and death consequences for victims of domestic violence. As well as streamlining court procedures, the special court would cut trial waiting times.
The coroner criticised the fact that it can take so long for domestic violence cases to be brought before the courts and finalised, and during that delay, bad things can happen. For example, a perpetrator might run away, or evidence might be lost, and there are various other disadvantages, obviously, with delays. So one of the hopes for domestic violence is that domestic violence cases will have more priority and will be dealt with more speedily.
As well as the establishment of the Domestic Violence Court, the Minister for Territory Families has proposed a spate of other measures which will work in conjunction with the court. One of these is the controversial volumetric alcohol tax. Russell Goldflam explains.
Instead of the current very confusing and anomalous taxation system for alcohol, in which beer, spirits, wine are all taxed in completely different ways, and that results in wine, particularly cask wine, being ridiculously cheap per standard drink compared to beer or even more so compared to spirits. There'd be a standard system of taxation where every alcoholic drink that you buy has a tax attached to it which is set according to the amount of actual alcohol in the container. And the result of that would be that the price of beer would stay the same as it is now, about $1.30 per standard drink, but the price of cheap wine would go up, because at the moment, a cheap wine in some parts of Australia is available for something like 25 cents a standard drink. So it's much, much cheaper. And if you've got a big drinking problem and your drinking causes a lot of harm to other people and you're on a very limited income, you're going to take advantage of that unfair tax differential and buy lots of cheap plonk and do lots more harm than you would if you had to pay $1.30 per standard drink.
The link between alcohol and domestic violence in Alice Springs is undeniable. Statistical evidence shows that 90% of perpetrators were drunk at the time of offence. But the deeper social problems that cause people to turn to alcohol are more complex and difficult to solve. As a long-time Alice Springs resident and alcohol policy reform advocate, Russell Goldflam has an insider's perspective.
It's not just grog. I mean, there are lots of complicated reasons to do with poverty, to do with overcrowding, to do with poor health, to do with lack of education, to do with lack of employment opportunities, to do with the history of dispossession and discrimination that Indigenous people in my part of the world have suffered over the last 100 years. So these are profoundly challenging problems to face. And we unfortunately, tragically, have a culture in the Northern Territory which seems to tolerate domestic violence and just dismiss it as something that just happens and there's nothing much we can do about it.
Once the court has been established, it will focus on solutions relevant to Indigenous residents. There are a number of NGOs in Alice Springs already working to improve outcomes for Indigenous men and women.
Well, when it comes to perpetrator programs, if it's not culturally sensitive, it's not going to work. Here in Alice Springs, Tangentyere Council, which is the Aboriginal-controlled non-government organisation which administers and provides services to people who live on town camps, has been running a perpetrators program, the Men's Behaviour Change Program, now for about a couple of years. And certainly they are very strongly focused on delivering culturally appropriate programs. That said, they haven't got on top of the problem yet, so I'm not suggesting that all we have to do is hand everything over to them and they'll fix everything. It's not that simple. But we do have a strong commitment, and I think people here are generally attuned to the fact that we can't just deliver mainstream services and programs and expect them to work properly in a part of the world where people have specific cultural features to their behaviour.
Russell Goldflam, president of the Criminal Lawyers Association of the Northern Territory, ending that report by Shannon Haritos.